Welcome to Real Stories, a show that has honest conversations from the heart. I invite you to sit back, relax, and allow our guests to speak their truth.
Hello, I'm Tanya the Communication Doctor, and welcome to Real Stories. I just want to say, I come from a family where people didn't always speak their truth. And I think it's so important to speak their truth. And every day I meet people who, because of society, are just walking with that facade because they feel that it is the way to be. And in Real Stories, I want people to know the real story behind the facade. And that is why I do what I do.
Hello, this is Real Stories, and I am your host, Tanya the Communication Doctor. And today on my show, I am going to talk about consciousness. I've decided to call this show Operating from a Place of Consciousness because I feel that represents everything that I'm about. I love working with chakras in my work because I do a lot of work with the throat chakra in particular in terms of helping people to open that out so they can speak their truth, so they can allow themselves to be authentic, so they can really open up. Now, what happens sometimes with our chakras is we can have some really blocked areas. And today I'm going to go through all of the different energies and what those energies represent. And chakra means wheel, so it's like a wheel of energy within the body that just needs to flow and keep moving. And when you get this movement, it's an amazing feeling. And most of us as human beings, we don't operate with everything at once, and we should, but some people, when it comes to doing, they may operate from the base chakra. Some people may really focus on operating from the crown chakra and so forth and so forth. And I'm going to talk about all of that today, and just forgive me because I'm so excited. As I said, I felt guided to do this, and I'm going to go through my connection with chakras and my connection with how that relates to consciousness. Now, I'm going to start by a quote from one of my favorite people in the world, an amazing guy called Deepak Chopra. I love Deepak's work. I love all the work that he does with Oprah as well. And this is a quote that he says, which I feel says it all. It says, "It helps if we remember that everyone is doing their best from their level of consciousness." And how I interpret that is that we can connect with anybody in the world. We can connect with anybody no matter what frequency they are working from. But it's about meeting people where they are and being able to connect with them where they are. And also with my work, it's about supporting those people to really be themselves and find that sense of selves without this whole facade. As you know, when I open my show, I always talk about facade, because we get caught up in this facade. We get caught up in, we have to be this way, we have to present this professional space, or we have to present something that sometimes is not real. And I feel when we get to the root of everything and we come out of this space of ego and believing that you know everything, that you have all the answers, when you let go of having all the answers and you show that little bit of vulnerability and you connect with people, then you can really, really connect on that conscious level and just be yourself. And I feel that's a beautiful healing. Now, I'm going to have a look at another quote from my chakra Bible, because I love my chakra Bible. And I've been working and doing this work for years with this chakra Bible. This is a great quote. It explains it in a very good way. It says, "Energy flows. So energy flow dictates your health, your happiness, and whether you are in harmony with your environment. That's why understanding your chakras and improving energy flow through them can bring you a greater sense of health, happiness, harmony, prosperity, love, wellness, and protection and comfort. Now, your chakra is a doorway to your spiritual power and possibilities. Now, I love that last bit, you know, the doorway to your spiritual power and possibilities, because a lot of us don't always know our potential. And when you really believe in yourself and you connect with yourself on a spiritual level, and you connect with that flow of energy and that will or that momentum, you allow everything to flow beautifully. You really are connecting with what you are capable of as a human being. And for me, that is just exciting. It's really exciting when I work with my clients, and we do a lot of work with regards to communication, and we do all this work. It's really exciting because I look at the soul plan, I do like soul destiny readings, I do numerology, and I tap into that creativity. And sometimes I may, let's just do a poem, or let's paint, and we go on this amazing journey, and it's a journey of kind of peace and spirituality and love and connection. And when we go on this journey, at the end of this journey, it's so freeing to see my clients just want to feel free, and they just run, you know, they run in a beautiful way in terms of, I feel like I can run now, I feel like I can do anything, and I'm going to run to my destination, not walk, I'm going to run. You know, it depends on who I'm working with, but that energy is like so exciting when you really connect with that momentum, you connect with that, you know, beautiful flow of energy. Okay, I'm going to start going through the chakras, and as I explained, the chakra is a wheel energy. Now, I'm going to start from the base, because that's what's important, the base. And I'm going to work up from the base to the crown. Now, I like to say the base chakra. Some people will refer to this as the root chakra. And maybe from a musical perspective, I like to see it as the bass, you know, because as an artist, I like that connection. And when you feel the bass in music, you feel the connection with the earth. And when you allow yourself to really connect with that root chakra, it's about trust, you know, when you put your feet down, you step onto the earth and you feel that connection. It's almost like the trees, like the roots of the tree, you know. The roots of the trees are connected, and to connect, you need that trust. And also, from another perspective, the root chakra is also about action. So when you get into that root chakra, you're doing. You're in this space of doing. You're in this space of setting goals, but also having that accountability with yourself and saying, okay, I'm going to see this through. And when you have to go to that space to really do, to really move, to really act on what your kind of what your potential is, act on your potential, you know. So then that comes from being potential to reality, you know, you're bringing that potential into reality. So connecting with that base chakra really allows you to do what you need to do. And it's that beautiful red. And you think about that deep colour red, it's just really strong. You know, it's the colour of our blood as well. It's, you know, it's like the blood running through us. It's that energy. And also the red is just about that deep connection, you know. It's the colour of the rose as well. It's that beauty. So if you really want to connect that chakra, sometimes it's nice to wear the colour as well. And as you're listening to this podcast, I want you to think about what that colour means to you. What's that red chakra? What's that root chakra all about? What's that base chakra about? What's that saying to you? Because when we do this work, it's not about what everybody else says. It's about what you feel. It's about your message. It's about that communication that you have to God, or you have to your higher self, or you have into the universe, depending what your spiritual beliefs are. Okay, now as we're moving up, we're going from the root chakra into the sacral chakra. Okay, now the sacral chakra for me is just so exciting, you know, because this sacral chakra is kind of where our, kind of just our belly button, that kind of where the belly button is. And it is, for me, it's exciting because it's our place of creativity, yeah? It's our place of sexuality. And it's our place also, I think, of play. That's how I see it. I see it as a place of play. And sometimes as we get older as adults, there's some people I meet in everyday life and I feel, God, you've lost your sense of play. You've lost your sense of creativity. And they may not even realise because they're so locked into this responsibility and how they feel they should be, that they've just operating from the energy of doing, and which is good, but without connecting to that play, laughter, creativity, sexuality. And also, you know what, I always think of belly dancing as well. I think of the sacral chakra, and it's this beautiful orange colour as well. It's got a beautiful scent, a beautiful like orange is like sunset, isn't it? And this kind of beautiful energy of, you know, connecting with the sun. We have to connect with that sunset. Sometimes when the sun goes down, you may want to move. Sometimes you find that some people get very creative at that time of day as well. And, you know, it's also that sexuality as well. So it's about really connecting on a deep level, and also, from my perspective, allowing yourself to just play, yeah? Have a dance and have a play. I'm actually moving. You probably can feel my energy as I'm talking about the sacral chakra. I feel my shoulders and I feel my hips moving. It just helps me to connect and helps me to really feel good. And as we move on, we're going from the sacral chakra into the solar plexus. The solar plexus is that beautiful yellow, that yellow like the sun, you know, when the sun is shining at its brightest. And that beautiful sun, yellow sun, for me, is a place of light. And we also, I always feel from a spiritual perspective, need to shine the light on everything that we do. We need to do that. And as we do that, we connect with the light. Sometimes we can place ourselves in that energy to really connect. And the sacral chakra is all about your confidence. It's about your wisdom as well. So it's about allowing yourself to really take that confidence and do what you need to do in life. And, you know, grab it with both hands. And I build up the sacral chakra and the solar plexus because they're close together. They're very much alike in terms of, I think everything needs to work together. And with regards to the solar plexus, you really, sometimes we do lose this confidence, but we really just need to connect with who we are. Again, it's coming back to that idea of truth. You need to connect with that sense of self and that idea of play and having the confidence to do whatever you feel that you want to do, and without putting things off and procrastination. Sometimes you can tell that people will have blockages in this area if they tend to procrastinate and they've got all these ideas for their dreams. And you can sometimes tell in the language when someone says, oh, you know, someone else will be good at that, or they're always saying that other people are good at everything else and they're not looking at themselves. And they've got their ideas and their dreams, but they're not doing anything with it. because they're looking and living through everybody else's lives rather than living through theirs. So that's also a real idea that there is a little bit of a blockage there. But when you really open that up and you get rid of that doubt, and that doubt turns into confidence, self-confidence, confidence to do what you want to do, and you start putting it into action with the root and with the solar plexus, with the sacral, it's just amazing, you know, when everything works together, okay? Now, as we move up, we're coming into our heart chakra. And our heart chakra is a beautiful green. You know, it's like I always see it like an emerald green. I love emeralds. And when I think of the heart chakra, I think of that emerald green colour. And I'm placing my hand on my heart as I'm talking about the heart chakra, because it's that place of love, but it's also a place of healing. Now, some people who have blockages on this area are walking around with that shield over their heart. And when you walk around with that shield over your heart, it's because there may have been a point in your life where you felt like you're not loved and you've got that broken heart, and you're afraid of releasing that shield because you're afraid of connecting with others from that heart-centered place, because you're afraid of getting hurt. And that's understandable, especially if you've been hurt many, many times. But also, if that is the case, it's important to do the work on your heart chakra to release that shield and open up that beautiful feeling of love. And as you open up that love and you connect with others from that heart-centered place, that is where the healing begins. And that is just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So, you know, for those of you that are listening, there's loads of meditations that you can probably find online that you can do that are just based around the heart chakra. And I think a lot of people suffer with closing down this energy. But I just, especially living in this world, it's just so hectic. But we mustn't forget to love. We mustn't forget that that is our first point of connecting with people. And also, I'm talking about love like everybody understands it, but if I'm honest, what I've experienced is some people don't know how to love. But that's because they haven't been modeled that love. But it's within us. I think love is within everyone. It's in a child, it's in a baby, you know. So what happens over time is when somebody breaks your heart and somebody hurts you, sometimes that heart energy becomes closed. But if we open it up and we trust, we work with our root chakra, we work with our heart chakra, we trust and we really connect, then it is like the sun is just beautiful and it just glows and glows and glows. So really connecting that heart, that beautiful emerald green. You can wear that green colours. Maybe walk around if you want to get, like, now it's winter time, you can get a green jumper and want to feel really connected to that. And you can do meditations, and also affirmations are great for that as well. Okay, well, let's move up. As we move up to my favourite chakra, and there's a reason my favourite chakra is because I'm a truth speaker. And you know, the throat chakra is all about communication. It's about communication, and it's about, for me, it's about connecting with the voice, it's connecting with the song, it's connecting with the poetry, and it's everything that you have inside of you. I think the minute you speak out, and you speak out from a truth place, again, you connect. But sometimes when you really speak the truth, you may lose people. I just want to be honest with that. But I feel it's okay to lose people, because it's about connecting with the people that you need to connect with. So it's important, I think, to be honest with yourself and be honest with those people closest to you. And when you're honest and you work from that space and you open up that throat chakra, then you can really create beautiful relationships. And it's important to know what we can say, you know, in terms of how we say it. So, you know, some people may be listening and thinking, oh God, if I speak the truth, I'm going to offend. But it's how we speak the truth. Yeah. It's learning how to speak in a way that we can connect and that other person understands, because we can say what we need to say, but it's just about learning how we can communicate that in a truth way, in an authentic way, that we are feeling accepted and we are feeling like we can be ourselves. Because when we can't be ourselves and we're working from that place of facade, it's really damaging, because you're suppressing your true feelings, you're suppressing that energy. And when you have that blocked throat chakra, you can have that blocked energy, and it doesn't mean that you're not speaking, because it just, some people are operating and they have that closed throat chakra, and they may be talkers, they may be talking every single day, but it's closed because they're not speaking their truth. Yeah. And the minute it opens up and they connect, it's a totally different energy. But then you see people for who they really are, and you connect in that way. And that's my love of, you know, the truth speaking and just being yourself. And as we come up to the third eye. And the third eye is that place between our eyebrows, between our eyes, above our nose. And it's that beautiful indigo colour. I love the colour indigo. It's that beautiful deep, deep bluey, purpley colour. And as we really connect, this is our point of vision. The third eye is where we see. It's where, let's say, the clairvoyance speaks. It's where your intuition speaks. It's where you connect with what you see, if you allow yourself to see it. Now, this is actually, for a lot of people, this is closed down. But when you open it up, some people have their visions. Sometimes people may see a piece of art, and I love to use art as an analogy sometimes of how we see things. Because when we look at art, as I said, I think I wrote a blog about this, sometimes we can look at a piece of abstract art and we'll be able to feel and see what that person's intentions were. That's me anyway, it's how I sometimes do. And then sometimes people will dream, and people have those visions through their dreams, and they see things. Or, you know, sometimes people have dreams and it's anxiety, yes, but sometimes people can really connect with what they want through their dreams. And sometimes people's third eye opens up just by being present in the space and checking with their intuition. They can see what's going on with their energy and what's going on with the people around them. So it's really about connecting with that intuition. That's really important in business as well, because when we reach to that point and we check in with self before we do anything, I think that's the first point of action. And sometimes I feel people give away their power, especially when you're working with some people or coaches or leaders. Sometimes people give away this power because they're doing everything that they say they have to do. And you can operate and you can be a team player, but still connect with your intuition and connect with what it is that you feel that you need to do. And that's a great checking in point, because when we're able to do that, again, it's just going up, going back to the throat chakra. It's helping you to speak your truth and connect and feel secure in everything that you do. And as we move on to the crown chakra, it's that beautiful, beautiful purple colour. And that is your point of spirituality. Now, the crown chakra is above your head, and that is that connection with your crown energy. Like, it's like wearing a crown, and it's your connection with the universe. It's your spirituality. It's where you allow yourself to go beyond you know. And as I'm doing this, I'm thinking, I'm actually putting my hand up to the sky. I'm moving as I'm doing this because I can't stand still. And we've got this beautiful connection. We've got the crown chakra. We're connecting with the sky. We're connecting with spirituality. We're connecting with everything that is beyond, you know. And if you step and you're standing still now, feet parallel, and you want to put your arms out, and you put both arms out to the sky, that's a beautiful way of connecting with the energy and connecting with your crown chakra. But as I said, when you connect with everything, if you want to have a feel of open everything up, open up all those chakras to do whatever you need to do. It's like, as I said, it's like a wheel, and the energy just keeps flowing and keeps moving. And there are times that if you are connected from a conscious place, that you may have to close down some of those chakras for your own protection. But as long as you are aware that you can work with every single part of you, and you can open up from that creativity to that root chakra that's doing, to the heart chakra that's loving, to the throat chakra that's communicating, to the third eye that's connected with the intuition, to the crown, then you are really connecting. And as Deepak said, you can connect with others depending on the level of consciousness. It doesn't matter, you can still connect with them. Now, earlier in the podcast, I mentioned about some of the events that have happened this year. Now, there have been good and bad events. There's been COVID, as we all know, COVID-19. And, you know, this has had a positive and a negative effect on the world. That's how I see it. I thought it was absolutely beautiful when the wells in Venice, people saying the wells were coming back in Venice. I thought, well, that's just amazing. And it was also beautiful for me from the perspective of being forced into a space that I had more time with my family. Now, I'm also aware that some people didn't have those times, and I'm aware that some people have lost family members, and, you know, some people have had a really hard year. But I want to invite you to shine the light on all of those areas and to approach it with love. Now, this year we've also had the big movement with regards to Black Lives Matter and the horrible situation with George Floyd, and I can't not talk about that, especially as I'm a black woman myself. And as I'm reflecting on that, I just feel that we cannot allow this to divide us as people. We still need to come together, because when we come together as people, as human beings, we are stronger. And we just need to be aware of this inequality in the world and connect. And again, approach it with love. And if you find it hard to do some, check in with the heart chakra, do a heart chakra meditation, but try and connect it with love so we can come together as people. But also be aware, because I think it is important that we are aware of the inequality in the world. I think it's important to be able to look through a different lens, you know. And that's what I think I've been doing that all my life, if I'm honest with you. I've always been looking at other people, looking through other people's lens. And sometimes by doing that, I don't always connect, you know. But then once I do connect, I can see the person for who they really are, and I understand. And sometimes it's a real hard journey to understand someone, especially if their, you know, their morals are so different from yours. But if you're able to do that, you can understand the person. I think it's better to understand than to dismiss. And we've all got, you know, our voices in the world, as I said, working with the throat chakra. And I feel it's important to listen to others and shine love on that energy. And as we reflect to the end of the year now, I want to invite my listeners to think about some of the positive things that have happened this year. There's been lots of negatives, and we know that. but think about how you can shine the light on that negativity and think about some of the good things. Think about the laughter that you've experienced this year. And if you've lost a loved one, concentrate on those beautiful memories that you had when they were here on earth. And remember that their soul is still here. It's just the physical that has disappeared. So just connect with that beauty and connect with the light and shine the light on all those dark areas in the world and try to understand from a deeper level. Now, I'm going to just leave you with an affirmation. So I want you to inhale. And as you exhale, you can join with me in saying, I choose to allow positive energy flow through me. I'm going to say that again. I choose to allow positive energy flow through me. We're going to do another affirmation. So inhale. And exhale. I choose to love, to laugh, to listen to what surrounds me so I can connect with the message from God or from your higher self. I choose to love, to laugh, to listen to what surrounds me so I can connect with the message from God or your higher self. And you can change that last bit if you are a believer in the universe and you're listening to the universe rather than God. So whatever suits you. Thank you for listening. Have an amazing day and remember to shine your light. Take care.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to learn more, please visit our website at communicationdoctor.co.uk. And to listen to more real stories, don't forget to subscribe.